Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by OBGYN Dr. Carolyn DeLucia to talk about, you guessed it, all things vulvas, vaginas, and sex. Topics include the real difference between sexual health and sexual wellness, how you can use your yearly PAP to your advantage and get the answers you've been looking for, hormones, what men and women can do to get your bodies regulated, and what it's really like at a vagina spa. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out our website. It's a good time. We've got a lot going on there. That will help you have better sex and relationships. You can find us on social media. It's at Sex with Emily on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all across the board. You can also find us on Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, iTunes. And, you know, we love when you subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes. It helps us so much. And if you want to leave us a review, we love that too. I really love 5 stars, but do what feels right to you. I am so excited for you to listen to today's episode where I'm joined by Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. I had the pleasure of working with her on a nationwide tour where we've been speaking to medical professionals about women's sexual health and wellness. We recorded this interview in New York City right after one of the events, and we were both feeling really excited about all the innovative options available to help women with everything from bladder leaks to orgasms, just challenges to our overall sexual health. And Dr. DeLucia is really at the cutting edge of all of this. We covered so much ground in this interview, even an amazing magnetic chair that you can sit on fully clothed that can restore your pelvic floor in just a few sessions. It is so cool. I have sat on this chair. And don't worry, we are going to have links to everything we talked about in the show notes on my site, sexwithemily.com. I think you're going to get a lot from this interview, whether you have a vagina or you know someone who does. I hope you'll have as much fun listening as I did talking with Dr. DeLucia. Enjoy the interview. I'm really excited. I'm sitting here in New York City in my hotel room, and I'm interviewing Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. She's been in general OBGYN practice since 1992. After several years, she evolved her practice to include anti-aging medicine, and she now runs 2 facilities, Viva Rejuvenation in New Jersey and V-Spot MediSpa in New York. She focuses on non-invasive procedures, female sexual health, and vaginal regenerative medicine. And so we met because we've been doing this tour where we speak to doctors and practitioners about a whole range of issues women normalize, which we don't want them to normalize. We want women to understand that a lot of their suffering, they don't have to go through it, and how it impacts their lives, and how to communicate about their issues. We've been attending these conferences, like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
Carolyn,
yes.
Right?
They always have us follow each other, which I love, because our
energy is similar, and we have the same special interest in women.
We do. Give me a little synopsis about what you talk about, because I haven't even talked about to my listeners about this at all.
What I talk about when we go to these conferences is ways for women to address issues that arise throughout our entire sexual life. So starting with childbirth, feeling vaginal laxity, loss of sensation with intercourse, and as we age, urinary incontinence, vaginal atrophy, and moving right through our menopausal years, and the effects that these changes have on our everyday life. Women with urinary incontinence will suffer insecurity and inhibition to be free with their sexual partners for fear of leaking urine, let alone when we go to the gym wearing toys. You know, there are more adult diapers sold. By 2020, if we don't change what's happening, there will be more adult diapers sold in the United States than there are baby diapers.
If people who don't know what urinary incontinence is, can you explain that?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
They don't think everyone knows.
You know what the funny thing is? We all have it.
Right.
So there's not a time when group of women don't get together and we make each other laugh and we all say, oh, my gosh, don't make me laugh. I'm going to pee my pants.
Right.
And that is urinary incontinence. We're not supposed to leak urine if we laugh.
Right.
We're not supposed to leak urine when we're on the verge and we have our hand on the doorknob to the bathroom. We're not supposed to leak urine. And that's urinary. So we have urinary stress incontinence and urinary urge incontinence. The urge is, I gotta go right now. And you have your hand on the doorknob and you just can't get there quickly enough and you leak. Urinary stress incontinence is when you get on the trampoline with your kids and you're leaking all over the place. So you don't go on the trampoline with your kids. And you don't go to the gym without wearing a panty liner or a poise because if you do a jumping jack, you're going to lose your urine.
Right.
So even if you've just emptied, that is the issue. I mean, we as women, we've all gone through these
moments.
It's true,
we have.
And we try our darndest not to let this happen, but it happens.
It does happen.
And it can really impact our lives with or without having carried children, just with gravity. Yeah,
with gravity. The older you get, it's true that it happens. And we don't even know that there are solutions. We do this conference and I talk about how to talk to your female patients. There's OBGYNs there, there's people with med spas about their vaginas. How to feel comfortable talking to women about their sexual health, their own pleasure, because women tend to normalize so much pain, so much suffering they have around sex. 80% of women experience pain at some point, or they can't have orgasms, or they have low libido. And I'm telling you, women walk around thinking my pleasure is not important, or it's okay, or I guess everyone must feel pain, and we don't talk about it. So I know, until I've learned all of this stuff, I feel like the one doctor I've gone to every year religiously is I go once a year to my gynecologist, and it was like this. I'd go in, put my feet up in stirrups, I get the pap smear, I get it back, you have a normal pap, and then usually they said, you have sex, how's your sexual partners? Are you using protection? And that was it. And I was like, okay, bye, I'm out. You know, and if there was something wrong, they'd let me know. Usually there wasn't. And I left. And I didn't really know any other questions to ask. Now, if they had ever said to me, like, how is your sex drive? Or do you have orgasms? Or are you feeling desire? Or here's how your birth control might impact you. I would have asked those questions, or maybe I would have known, but there was never anything about my sex life. Mm-hmm. So I think I used to think that I was sexually healthy because I was going to the gynecologist, but that's really not what sexual health is. So can you kind of talk about how that's changed, or what you'd like? I'm thinking about like how that's changed, and also maybe what, give advice for some listeners about if they are going to see their gynecologist, no matter what age they are, what are some great questions they should be asking?
Absolutely, Emily. So well put. Let me just tell you that women do not ask the questions they should. And like you said, they normalize their suffering. They think, oh, well, I guess this is normal, in quotations. It's not normal not to enjoy sex. It's not normal to leak urine. It's not normal to have pain with intercourse, no matter what age you are. And we can address those issues. Women don't realize there are answers. They don't even know they can ask the question.
Right.
And I have to tell you that the physicians, on the whole, are afraid to ask the questions as well. It's not just the patient's fault. It's also the physician's fault. And I wish that more gynecologists were open, and I hope they're listening, that they will open up to women and understand that we have questions, we have needs. I hear every day women as they age, oh, it hurts so much. I just don't have sex with my husband anymore. I tell him go elsewhere. Well, let me listen. I tell my ladies, you know what? You give him a hall pass, he's taking it.
Right, right.
You know, you're saying go elsewhere. Guess what? He's going elsewhere.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Exactly. So if you really don't want them to, don't say that.
That's true. Okay, so here's my question. Like, going back to why don't the gynecologists, why are they afraid of women asking questions?
It's as uncomfortable for the doctor as it is for the patient. And there are so many physicians who are uncomfortable with going into sexual health, even though it's their business. And the majority of them to this day do not realize there are solutions. And that's the saddest part. That's why we're here today. That's why we speak around the nation. Right? And that's why you are where you are today, because women need this kind of outlet and information.
Yeah, they really do. It's all shrouded in mystery, like it this vagina is, and the sex and the hormones and birth control. And we're just like all trying to figure it out.
Yes.
And so you're right. So they're afraid. They don't want to get into it because maybe they don't even have the answers.
They don't have the answers.
Now, how much sexual health training did you have in medical school?
I had none. I had one lecture from,
always heard.
I'm telling you, from Ruth Westheimer. And that's where I learned. And to this day, she's my hero. I'm telling you. And it is a crime of what goes on in this day and age. And it has to be addressed. And we have solutions, and right. That's the beauty of it.
And this is exactly, so I love that you're saying this, because I came into this, they asked me to go speak at these conferences they do everywhere, and they said to me, BTL Aesthetics, I mean, they have amazing equipment.
They do.
BTL is amazing technology that can help women. They do a lot of different cosmetic services, but also for women, for our vaginas, and help with incontinence. And so they asked me, they said, we don't know if you've tried our products, that's cool, our services, just go in and we're going to have rooms filled with doctors and med spas. We like how you talk about sex to your listeners, Emily, and your audience. Can you just kind of let them know how to communicate and how to talk about it? So that's kind of why I'm here. But since I've been going to these in different cities, I've just been blown away and I've learned so much about these solutions and the options. What are women missing? Like, what are the solutions?
The beauty of this whole situation is that it is the biggest exploding area in medicine today. And
women's sexual health or
women's sexual health, but what they call it is cosmetic gynecology. And the issue there the only reason why it falls into this ridiculous category is because we use tools that are known and used for cosmetic procedures. So we're using lasers, we're using radio frequency to help the tissues of the vagina keep their youthfulness, and we use platelet-rich plasma, which is the portion of our blood that has all our growth factors. And these are areas that are typically used in cosmetics procedures.
Right.
So we fall into this cosmetic category, and it gets unrecognized by the generalist or the general OBGYN who doesn't delve
into
cosmetics.
They don't get it because it's a whole other work. You have a whole other job. You go training. Yeah.
Absolutely. And this area, you have, and in all sincerity, I encourage anybody to go and get appropriately trained through the American Aesthetic Association and through the Cellular Medicine Association or the International Society of Regenerative Medicine. And these are organizations where we teach other physicians worldwide how to address these issues using these new tools, whether they be laser, whether they be radio frequency, whether they be electromagnetic energy. BTL has come out with, it's a company that has made devices that use radio frequency to rejuvenate the face and to rejuvenate the abdominal skin. But now we can rejuvenate the area around the vagina, as well as strengthen the muscle of the pelvic floor, the cradle of civilization. Our pelvic muscles are where it all begins, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's where we have to strengthen those muscles. And we've been telling women all our lives, Kegel. And the bottom line is none of us know how to do it. None of us do it enough. We're supposed to do 100 Kegels a day. And I know right this second, me and Emily are Kegeling.
I'm doing it.
You know why? Because that's what women do. If we're reminded, we do a
that's
Kegel.
It. That's,
but that's the only time we do it.
Right, exactly.
We forget to do it all the rest of the time.
Right.
We never do it efficiently. We're supposed to hold that contraction for 10 seconds. Let's be
then you
real.
You squeeze your butt too much. Anus too much.
None
I know.
Of us.
It's hard. And I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp because I made it 6 years ago. And it reminds you to do them every single day. But even that sometimes for some people, it's just, at least it's not, it's your consciousness, because it's really hard to remember. And for a lot of women, it won't even be enough.
Exactly.
So, and I want to just, before we get into these, because I've been blown away by how it's saving women's lives, women are having better sex again. I want to kind of differentiate between, like, because people hear this and they may think, oh, labiaplasty, it's because I don't like my labia, so let me go in and chop, chop. It's not that.
No,
so
no,
can
no.
We talk about, so we're not talking about
surgery.
Because we're not talking about surgery.
No.
We're talking about rejuvenating collagen so women don't have pain, so women have more lubrication and all that stuff.
But exactly.
So I just want to clarify that, because I'm not for the surgery for women for labia. Like, I really think that all vaginas are beautiful.
They are.
All vulvas are beautiful.
They are.
I'm talking about helping women have more pleasure.
Yes. And so let's get to the surgery.
Yeah, let's
so
talk about
the
it.
The issue of vaginal labiaplasty, where women come in and they say, I don't think I look normal down there, okay? And it breaks my heart, because there's not one of us who isn't normal. We're all normal. There's nobody abnormal. And the best, honestly, the best example I have is the artwork in London called the Great Wall of Vaginas. If you have never seen that artwork, please Google it right this second. The Great Wall of Vaginas, the artist literally took 400 plaster molds of women's vaginas. And God bless those 400 women who sat there with plaster on their vajayjay, letting him take a cast. And it is immortalized on a wall in London.
Wow.
There are 40 plaques up and down this hallway.
40 or 400.
Vaginas.
Wow,
400
vaginas.
And let me tell you, you will find one similar to yourself, but never you. You know why? We're like snowflakes.
We are like snowflakes.
We're
it's
like snowflakes.
True. I always say that. We're all so different.
We're
love your body.
Each and unique. And have you ever seen one penis that looks exactly like the other?
No,
guess
not
what? We have not.
Right. We have not seen one. Right. We have not.
We come in all shapes and sizes, and so do men.
Exactly.
And we are all snowflakes. There's no two alike. And there's nothing wrong with that. So women who come in and say, my labia are too large, I ask them, why do you think that? Why does this even come into your mind?
Right.
And a lot of them, stereotypically, there are quote unquote norms by culture. And that may be because of pornographic photos or because of just knowledge from their friends. I mean, the other way is even how you groom yourself. Right. I've seen every range. I have seen every decoration. I've seen every shape and size of hair.
Literally since 92.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've seen a lot.
How heavens to Betsy, yes, I have.
You could have your own vaginal wall if they all those vaginas, sure, you'd have, you know, thousands.
It is not an image I care to keep in my brain. Not that, but, no offense, ladies. No, but it's a lot of vaginas. I am very heterosexual.
Right. But, it's a lot of vaginas.
It's a lot of vaginas.
So, okay, so here's my, oh God, in my brain, I have so many freaking questions for you, because what I want to know is, since 92 then, which is a long time ago. I mean, that's what I'm trying to think. When I started doing the bikini, no, but I, you know, I'm trying to think about bikini looks. Yeah, oh, please. I love that you say that. Yes, college.
You should see how gorgeous she is.
Oh, my God, you are so gorgeous. I'm looking at you going, oh, my God. So I want you, she's beautiful. Are you guys both going to take pictures? But I want to know, how has it changed? How has women's questions in sexual health changed? I'm worrying, number one, to one question is, do you think since porn, so I've been doing my show for 13 years, and I'd have to say right about then, 2005, I'd say about 2006, 2007, whenever it was like porn, oh my God, it's everywhere. So I think that's when it got on the smartphones.
Right.
And I kind of started seeing a difference. But do you feel like that's when, was labiaplasty, or people worrying about their labias, did people come into you with that in the 90s?
No.
Never. See, then it is porn.
Never. And the bottom line is, no pun intended, that women are now more aware of what they think we're supposed to look like. No male looks like those male porn stars. Hello. Have I ever seen a gentleman like that? Nope. Honestly, no. And so those are ideals, supposedly, by culture. That's our culture that thinks the pornographic stars are what's ideal, quote unquote.
The little slit or whatever they think.
But you know what? Does it matter?
No.
None of it. And you know what? I don't think, in all sincerity, when it comes to the bedroom, when it comes to that intimate moment, I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter.
Whether our labia are 5 centimeters as a, if you pull it out, or 2 centimeters, or non-existent. Honestly,
it
doesn't matter.
It's not, as long as it's not impacting your ability to pleasure, it's fine. So let
that
go, you guys.
If bottom line.
When you have confidence in the bedroom, you walk into the bedroom and you're with her, your lover, and you guys know how I feel about masturbation. You're masturbating. You understand your body. You know how to orgasm. You feel good. That's the sexiest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And no guy is looking. If you are really turned on and you're bringing your full feminine energy and your turned on self into that situation, no matter who you're with, a man or a woman, and you are like, you're in your body, that's the sexiest thing in the world. No one's going, oh, what's with this weird whatever they talk about, clitoris, or so. That's my one question. And the other one is superficial, about pubic hair. I'm just, because I know I started doing the Brazilian in the mid 90s.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I had a moderate bush, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
So when you say you've seen all different types, have you seen that change?
I have seen, to this day, a day I go in the office, any given day, I can see a mid 20s with completely ungroomed. I can see a mid 20, not a hair on her, who gets waxed, who gets lasered. There's not a hair on them. I can see a 30-year-old, same variance. It doesn't matter what age group, we completely cover the range. We have, I call it landing strip. It's the little few hairs at the apex. Whether it's a strip or a little triangle, whatever.
What's the strangest, what's the most interesting vaginal pubic hair shape you've seen?
Oh, well, those who do the design, like actually put a name in it.
Right.
With their
people
shaving.
Do that. It wouldn't last long, though. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Do they go, oh, doctor, just by the way, this is my boyfriend or whatever. Or my
girlfriend. Exactly.
That's so funny.
Whether it
I'm
be
just curious.
Land
I'm
here,
curious.
You know.
People always ask me. I think, do you? I think it's not about what your partner wants. It's about what you want.
It's how we feel, secure and sexual about ourselves at that moment. That confidence is what we are trying to maintain and assure. in all women. And I think that's true of you and of me in every aspect of what we do every day. True.
What do you tell women who are like, I'm just not in the mood for sex. I have low libido. I had a kid or...
All right. Well, the very first thing I do is check their testosterone level. Unfortunately, our ovaries make two hormones. We make three hormones. We make estrogen, we make progesterone, and we make testosterone. And as we age, over 30, women will drop testosterone level 1% per year. And testosterone is a very underestimated hormone in women, and it is what gives us libido. It is what gives our clitoris sensation. And when that is kaput, when our ovaries go blinkers, that's it. So that level can hit a nadir at any age.
Okay.
So some women, it isn't until they're 55. In other women, it's when they're 35.
Is it hereditary, or is it could be because they had a child? It could be because medications?
We have no idea.
Why are hormones still so shrouded in mystery? I feel like they run everything, that they're such an important part of our systems, our endocrine system, our hormones, the way it all works, and it's still so confusing to us. So
endocrinology is one of the most complicated fields in medicine. I have to tell you, when I was a resident, I was absolutely petrified of hormones. And it's what ran everything in gynecology. So our entire body has feedback loops, which means that if one hormone is high, it stops the stimulation of the ovary. The thyroid is tied into the pituitary. The pituitary is tied into the ovaries. The ovaries are tied into the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are tied into the ovaries. And it's like, it's a mass kind of telephone wires. Right. It's like when you have those cable lines and you're moving and you're like, I don't know what goes to what.
Yeah.
And that's the way endocrinology is in our body. And the important thing is that as we age, if a woman comes in to me with completely no libido, the very first thing I have to do is rule out a deficiency in testosterone. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. If it's not there, then we do have to look into more of a psychological aspect of their life. They may not be feeling good about themselves. They may not like their partner.
Right.
You have no idea how many times I say, you don't want to have sex with your husband. Nope, I'm not interested in sex at all. I said, do you like him? And they say, he's really, nope. And that's the saddest part, is a lot of times it is psychological, as a fact that they're in a place in life. And I said, well, what about George Clooney?
Right, if he walked up, he rang the doorbell.
Would you kick him out of bed for eating crackers? Right. And when they say no, and I said, well, how do you feel when you're alone? How do you feel when you masturbate? Right. We can't be afraid to ask those questions.
Right.
How is it when you're alone? How is it when you are masturbating?
Right, exactly.
And if they say, oh yeah, then I'm fine. Hello? They're not low on testosterone. Exactly.
Right. These are just simple questions. I've never had a gynecologist. They've only asked me if I use condoms or birth control pill. Like, literally, that's it.
Dearest
God. And I get my pap smear. But where else are women supposed to go? So, like, I think that most women probably, at least our women in the United States, can relate to, I have listeners all over the world, but I would think that, that's been my experience. I've gone to good doctors in San Francisco, wherever.
Of course. We're not judging their way.
And then do you ever say to women, though, couldn't a lot of it be what medications are? So let's talk about antidepressants and birth control pill and their impact on libido.
Absolutely. So we'll start with birth control pills. We don't know how a birth control pill will affect libido. I can tell you that postpartum, after my first child, I was breastfeeding, and eventually I started a birth control pill. I thought I was dead from the waist down. And I literally said, I cannot live like this. This is not how I was before I had my pregnancy. And I did not have a vaginal birth. I had a cesarean section. So
How old were you then? You were like in your
30s? I was 29.
Right. Okay.
And I completely lost sensation, desire, and it was agonizing. It was all about breastfeeding, which is a time when women don't realize that they will feel menopausal. And it's also a time when if you do start a birth control pill, it can take away your libido. So every pill is different.
Right.
They have different androgenic, we call it, effects, meaning feeling like a testosterone. And when those are higher in the pill, we may have better libido. Or if that's lower, we may have none. Wow. It may take away our desire completely. The SSRIs, the antidepressants that fall into that grand category.
Right, like Prozac, Zoloft, Prozac, Celexa.
Celexa, Paxil, Effexor, dot, dot, dot. All of those everyday used antidepressants. And since 9/11, unfortunately, the majority of women are on some form of SSRI.
Was it one out of five?
It's, yeah.
Two out of five?
I've heard it's probably, yes. Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like two out of five.
Right.
The bottom line is that we'll take away libido. And thank goodness we have procedures like the O-shot. There's an excellent editorial in the Elite Daily by one of my patients who does use an antidepressant, had lost her libido. She's in her mid-30s. She came into the V-spot. We did the O-shot, which is platelet-rich plasma, directly injected into the G-spot and the clitoris painlessly. Otherwise, I've heard of people.
And she has what? Tell me.
Unbelievable response. Orgasms.
And it lasts a long time.
Yeah. So it returned her to normal function, and she was able to enjoy her relationship again.
Let's talk about Upsella when we get back from the break. I'm with Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. She's blowing my mind. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. We love them and I love you. We'll be right back. Dr. DeLucia, you can find her at the V-Spot, Medispa.com. And then do you want to give out your other spot?
And Viva Rejuvenate, where I do all the same things, if not more.
Let's talk about the Upsella, because to me, that is mind-breaking technology.
The Upsella is the most simple device ever created for women that has absolutely changed our lives. And what it is, it's an electromagnetic chair. You simply sit on it. What does electromagnetic energy mean? I don't know. It is an MRI magnet, and it creates an energy field that makes our muscles in our pelvis contract really strongly. So I kid that after sitting on the Upsella as prescribed, which is twice a week for 3 weeks, and
it's 30 minutes and you sit with your clothes on. Let me just tell you, I sat on it to try it at this It feels kind of good. It felt great. Yeah. And you sit and you could feel it pulling, but it's not painful. You could sit and read.
Yes.
And it takes a few treatments and it just, let's talk about what it
does. At the V-Spot, we've got Netflix hooked up and you just chill and have your muscles rejuvenated. The issue, we are going back to that Kegel exercise.
Yes.
We never do it right. We never do it efficiently. This machine, this chair that you sit on fully clothed, totally comfortably, reading magazines, watching Netflix, will have you Kegel 11,200 times in 28 minutes. And that rehabilitates, basically rebuilds our pelvic floor muscles. And I will tell you, the muscles that go from, I'm gonna be descriptive, ladies.
Please.
The muscles that go from my anus to my pubic bone. Clinically, they're called the iliococcygeus muscles. And those muscles, I don't even know if I had them anymore. I'm 56 years old and they are back to full power. And I didn't even know I had them. So now the beauty of this is the only device in the United States FDA approved for the treatment of urinary incontinence. And we went into that in the first half of our chat, that urinary incontinence is an extremely common issue where women lose urine. So this device, by sitting on it for 28 minutes, twice a week, for 3 weeks, rehabilitates those muscles, give us the ability to clench down and stop leakage.
Wow.
Now, that's just the way it's labeled. What are the other benefits?
Now,
this is totally women chat, woman to woman.
Yeah.
We take control. We're able to control those muscles. So at intimate moments, when we may be super turned on, a little bit more, honestly, a little bit more lubricated than maybe we'd like for our partner.
Mm-hmm. So it makes you more lubricated.
No, but we can clench down so our partner will then again feel friction.
Wow.
You take control of that moment. And if women have never Kegeled during sex, I highly recommend
it's
it.
It's amazing.
It's so much fun. It intensifies our pleasure. It intensifies their pleasure.
Yes.
And this gives you a mega Kegel. So I tease that I can now crack a walnut with my Kegel. I've never tried it. I'm kidding. But darn it, my Kegel's much stronger. I didn't even know I had these muscles.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they will weaken for every woman, like no matter
it's inevitable.
It's like everything else. Like you get wrinkles, you get things fall.
If we don't go to the gym and we don't do biceps, what happens to our biceps?
Right. Nothing.
We are skin.
Flabby. It happens.
What happens to our quads? What happens to our abs? If we don't exercise the muscle, it atrophies.
Right. Exactly. And this is the muscle, you guys. So I've talked about it, but you kind of pump, even if you guys, if your muscles may be very strong. I mean, if you're someone who does a lot of core and you do a lot of Pilates or you do a lot of yoga, You might be good. But what you need to know is that if you pump those muscles, they will intensify your orgasm. That's tied into your orgasm, and your partner could feel it too.
Yes.
You're right. And people are more lubricated from the Amicella too.
Of course. And it's by accident, really. I mean, they're not at all on label for any of this. These are all the by accident side effects of the wonderful technology.
Well, can I just say this? Because I just read this too. Someone talked about this today, which blew my mind. And this might be a little teaser here. I heard that the Amicella chair was approved for male erectile dysfunction in Canada.
It is.
I mean, to me, if men could solve erectile dysfunction, no more pills.
Right.
Right? They just sit on this machine.
That's
blowing my mind.
That is exactly right. And this is well established in Europe already. They're always a little ahead of us.
Okay.
Because they don't have our blessed FDA, which does protect our public from devices that might be dangerous. However, with those protective agencies in our country, it takes a little longer to get things on the market and get it approved. But yes, in Canada, they're already using this chair for men. I had several men try the chair today because they are male physicians. And this is our success tour with BTL, and we're sharing these devices and ideas. And I wanted these male physicians to feel the contractility, the really powerful, super maximal contraction of their pelvic muscles and how it impacts their erectile function.
What'd they say?
They all blush. It's so funny. And they go, hee hee. Everyone, you know, all the men, women giggle. And the reason is that the increased contractility, the improved muscle tone will increase blood flow to the area. And that blood flow goes where the area of least resistance, which is our clitoris or our penis. So in men, it'll improve their erectile function. In women, it improves our sensation, in addition to improving the muscle tone, which, of course, it's one FDA clearance, and it's the only device cleared for urinary incontinence.
I mean, I think that's
going
to be game changing. It's called, you guys, if you're now, you're like, where is it? They probably might have it where you live, Emscella. Just Google it. If you're in New York, you have to go see Dr. DeLucia. Should women just, like when they leave their doctor, right, after they give birth, they leave the hospital and they're told 6 weeks and you're good to go. You can have sex again. And so I think a lot of women who aren't ready after 6 weeks and their partners are counting down and they're not feeling it, or maybe it doesn't come back because they're breastfeeding. Like why so much misinformation? And what could we tell these? Is there anything else that we know about that these women could do? Or like you said, they get checked out, they get their hormones checked. I guess it's to ask more questions, right? Go see their gynecologist.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is that there's lack of communication and postpartum symptoms. First of all, let's face it, we're exhausted. We have a newborn baby who's draining all our energy from our breasts, let alone our physical rest. There's no sleep when you have a brand new baby. The baby doesn't know night from day.
Right.
And we are exhausted. Honestly, I tell my patients that it's typically 5 years after a child is born before you start to feel yourself again.
Wow.
And that's the way, that's the reality. Having experienced it myself and looking back on the experience, it is truly 5 years before. And it's also physical. It's our physical, the laxity of our skin on our abdomen, the laxity of our vagina. And sometimes that never comes back. And all of these changes that occur in our body, it is not instantly over.
We don't just like snap Six back. Weeks.
Absolutely. No. We're never the same as we were.
So let's talk about something that, that women can do at home. I've been talking a lot about Apex.
Okay.
On the show. I love the Apex. And tell me, have you know about, okay, so tell me what you think of it.
Well, I think that the company that makes Apex is wonderful. And what the device does is it allows women to feel Kegel exercises without actually doing them. So it's kind of like that thing that you, if you're up at 2 a.m. and you look on TV and they're selling on QVC, the thing that makes your abdomen contract. Yeah, I bought that once. When, right. Anyway, when I was like,
flat abs, watching TV, eating pizza.
Right, that's right. Exactly right. But this is better than that. It will make your pelvic floor muscles contract at home, and it's fabulous to maintain the efficacy of these other treatments that we have, and specifically the Emcella chair.
Okay.
So what can women do in between treatments? Can they maintain it without having to go for a maintenance treatment of the Emcella? And this may be the answer. So I often will send my patients home with an Apex or an Intensity.
Yep.
The Intensity adds a fun
little... I love
little,
the Intensity. It's a little vibrator. It's so cute.
I got one. I got too. At home. Absolutely.
I was obsessed.
It
was a little meditation thing. I'd go home. I'd every day 15 minutes and I would do it. I did it for like 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
You guys have heard me talk about this. You pump it up. A gentle electrostimulation. And I did it like 5 days a week for 3 weeks. And it was like... I had Kegels of steel.
Exactly.
And my boyfriend at the time was like, what happened? I was like, I was doing the Kegels really strong.
Yes. And it's basically, it's biofeedback at home. It makes your muscles contract and it maintains. So once you get that complete efficacy of the intense muscles from the Emcella, you may maintain it with something like the Apex or the Intensity.
Yeah.
And both of these devices will... I give them out with all my procedures. Absolutely. Absolutely. I work with them all the time. This company that makes fabulous devices. And it inflates to fit the vagina.
Yeah, that's the thing. You pump it up so it knows.
It fits you.
Because you can't mess up the Kegels doing this.
That's
you're
right.
Like,
no, it's impossible. Right. It's impossible.
So people can even start if they can't get to the chair. They could do this as well.
They could do this at home. Yeah. I always try whenever I do any procedure for incontinence. I always send them home with one of these devices so that they can do this at home. And hopefully they won't need me anymore.
Right,
but if they still do, I've got a whole armamentarium for them.
Exactly. I know. So what about so now you have this, I think I'd never seen, when I went to your site, I'd never seen like this. I mean, maybe they have in LA, this vagina spot, like.
They don't.
They really don't. I mean,
no,
I feel like this should be like the Starbucks
kind of
feminine health. I think it should be one in every corner because women.
We're trying.
No, I really do. I was like, oh my God, all these things. Like, because I think that women were just, again, we've got one appointment a year. And we get the wrong messages and we're suffering the rest of the time. Not all of us, you guys. I'm not telling, I hope you're having amazing sex. I really do all the time. But for most of the women I know at different points in their lives, they could just be, it could just be PMS. It could be childbirth. It could be depression. It could be getting, you know, perimenopause, whatever it is, birth control pill. There is something that women have some challenges around their vagina and they literally have nowhere to go because their gynecologist might not help them. So to me, if you had little like pop up, you know, at the airport, they have those little massage places.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I see this because it's 50% of the population.
Fabulous. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They might want an O shot at lunch or a V-Titan or sit on the chair. And I just see this as like so
absolutely
inspiring. Because I think this is yours too, but I want women to like take control of their own sexuality and take control of their bodies and to have the best sex that they can have. Like, what do you, because you must be, after you got just focusing on gynecology into this world, your mind just must be like blown. Like, don't you just want to get out there with all of this?
I'll tell you that I've been on my soapbox for 4 years trying to get the word out that these procedures are available, that they work, and that women can have them. And it is a 24-hour job.
What?
And it's so difficult to get the word out that they're even available. And I think that the V-Spot being such a safe haven for women to come and have this is, it's unfortunately very unique situation.
Right.
And we are going to be opening up many more locations throughout. We're going to start in Manhattan, of course, and then spread out through the nation and then God willing, God, I mean, worldwide.
I think it has to, I mean, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
We try to be up on whatever is new, particularly in this field for women's sexual health.
Yeah, I think that you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Emily.
I want to circle back to this because just getting to know you and listening to all these doctors and speakers, I've been kind of like, I want everyone to know this. So tell me, what are some of the other options? I know we talked about the O-Shot and the Amcella. Can you explain to me how it actually works, these
treatments
and lasers?
Absolutely. Okay. So I actually treat my patients with a whole gamut of procedures. And so we've already touched upon O-Shot, which is the availability and the usage of platelet-rich plasma, which was a trademark procedure developed by Dr. Charles Runnels. And it is absolutely phenomenal for increasing sensation and as well as in the clitoris and in the G-spot, as well as improvement in urinary incontinence in and of itself.
Okay.
Then there's the Amcella, which of course is our electromagnetic chair for development of our pelvic muscles, our cradle of civility. Now, then we move on to the layer of the vagina, the first layer of our skin. It's like all, a little bit different than the inside of our mouth, but not like our face.
Okay.
So it's kind of in between that kind of tissue is the vaginal wall. And that layer of skin is treated by lasers today. We either have an erbium laser or we have carbon dioxide lasers. These lasers both will treat a very superficial layer, but their efficacy will be to improve, and the results that women get will be improved lubrication, as well as new collagen and elastin and blood vessels, all in the vaginal wall, which in turn end up improving urinary incontinence as well as vaginal tone. So it brings back the ability to cling to what's penetrating. If you actually were able to measure the diameter of a vagina, we may not see a change, but it's the new tissue in the walls that give its ability to feel like it's clinging. So there's an increased friction, which gives an improved sensation.
So it's like laxity for women.
That's right.
So it's collagen.
It's new collagen and elastin, our tissues that help us give that tone to the wall, and brings us back to a new rubber band from being an overstretched rubber band after childbirth. The radio frequency now is actually radio waves. Those are the same thing that we hear on our radio every day. But when they hit tissue, it's not a laser. It's colorblind. Doesn't matter if there's pigment in our skin. When radio frequency hits our tissue, it's called impedance. It kind of hits a blocked wall. And what happens then is the water in our tissue starts to spin. That spinning, and we're 70% water. So when that radio frequency hits our skin, our water starts to spin, and that creates warmth. That heat then tends to rejuvenate our collagen and our elastin at a deeper level, even than our laser.
Okay.
So immediately after a radio frequency treatment, you will feel a edema or a swelling of the area. So immediately you feel like you're tighter.
Okay.
That's not real. That's going to pass.
Okay.
But it sure is fun while it lasts.
Right.
Hey, let's not, you know, argue.
And it's healthy. It's good for you. There's not a lot of side effects. Like, this is
no,
what detriment.
There's
right.
no known side effects long term for any of these procedures documented worldwide. And this is the important part. A lot of these devices have been out in other countries for many years. Again, no FDA. So the bottom line is the radio frequency will treat a deeper layer and create ending and lasting results that are well established at 6 months down the road and will last for years after that. So the immediate feeling is transient. It's not going to last, but still fun while it lasts.
Right, right.
And then we have the long-term effect 6 months down the road. And how long that lasts is as long as it takes our body to age that new tissue.
Okay.
So that's radio frequency. Wow. So we have lasers, we have radio frequency, we have electromagnetic energy for the chair, and we have platelet-rich plasma, which is our own body's elixir of life to regenerate new tissue and sensation.
Yeah, because our vagina, it is the, would you say, the elixir of life, the mother or cradle of life. What did you say?
Cradle of civilization.
Cradle of civilization, and women are just like,
where
this
it all
is my
began.
Vagina. But we don't feel good in our vagina. It's really hard to kind of feel good in other areas of our life. It really is. So here's my question for you. You started to say this earlier, but you've been for 4 years, you've been out there trying to get the word out. And now I'm like, I tell all my friends since I started coming to these, because I get the calls and I haven't actually brought it into the show as much, but that's why I love having you here to talk about
Thanks.
I want everyone to know. I want my friends who are like, what do? I had kids. I don't feel like it. I'm not turned on, to know about these things. So why can't we get, I'm trying. I don't read about it. If I didn't go to you really got to dig.
Yes.
It's just starting to feel like there's more options now, but just in the last few years.
Yes.
But what is it?
Once again, the one stumbling block that we have is that all of these procedures fall into a cosmetic category.
Oh, okay.
And that's really the Achilles heel here. The problem is that the general OBGYN has never dealt with a laser. It's completely foreign to a regular GYN. I happen to be open to it, and it walked through my door very, very serendipitously. The bottom line is that I had already started using lasers for laser hair reduction because I stopped doing obstetrics to raise my children and to increase my bottom line.
Right.
This is what women were doing. So we tried the laser hair reduction in my practice. So I was
That
familiar.
Was a gateway. You got it.
It was a gateway. And so they came through my door and said, we have a laser that can change the nature of the vaginal wall and can improve urinary incontinence. And I said, you are speaking my language. Who are you and what can you do?
Right.
And that was the opening to this world. But the general OBGYN still thinks I'm off my rocker.
They do, right?
And it's just because a laser is completely foreign. The only way we ever used a laser was to evaporate external warts, genital warts that were outside the vagina. And that was a horrifying experience. It left burns. These women went through. So that's the only exposure that routine OBGYNs have ever had with a laser. It's foreign and scary to them. So unfortunately, this entire cosmetic category, because these tools fall into that, are unknown.
It's kind of a barrier to entry for them.
It's
overwhelming.
And
yeah,
we need some documented clinical trials, because in the United States we are evidence-based medicine, and patients what do the studies show? And they want to be able to show that and there are studies out there and they're growing. So
I think
it
is
hope.
I
have
too.
Great hope that this will become mainstream. And I will tell you that just like going for your pap smear, you're going to be going for your procedure to maintain your female sexual health.
Yeah, exactly. And this is part of sexual health. It's not just preventing
STDs
or making sure that you don't have you have normal pap smear. There's other questions to ask. So,
exactly.
Wow. Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, thank you so much for being on the show and for just really inspiring. I think that there's going to be a lot of men and women listening to this show who are going to realize now that they have options, and they're going to realize that actually they have the right to having to pleasure and to having better sex, and there's ways for them to have it. So thank you for this, and thank you to everyone for listening to the show. Thanks to my amazing team. Thank you to Ken, Jamie, Sarah, and Michael, and thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.